including an event that's coming up on October 17th at the Greater Cleveland Aquarium. It's the Consume and Conserve Friendraiser. And here to tell us more about that is Samantha Freiberger with the Greater Cleveland Aquarium. Samantha, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me on this afternoon.
Yeah, afternoon, evening, whatever it just might be. I believe Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory once referred to this time of the day as the prevening. So whatever it is to those who are listening out there right now. Samantha, tell us all about the Consume and Conserve Friendraiser. What all happens at this event?
Sure. So we're doing this in partnership with Terrestrial Brewing, which is just down the street from us, Ohio City area, Battery Park. Terrestrial Brewing has made a beer that is specific to the saving the spotted turtles. So 10% of all of the beer that is sold, which is a beer called I Am Still Saving the Turtles IPA, will be donated to the preservation and protection and head starting of spotted turtles in Northeast Ohio. So spotted turtles, why do we care? They are a cute little distinctive spotted turtle native to Northeast Ohio whose numbers are diminishing. And we are working, the Greater Cleveland Aquarium, the Splash Fund, like 12 other partners, Wild Forever Foundation, Cleveland Museum of Natural History, Geauga Park District. We're all working together to monitor and boost the number of spotted turtles in the wild here.
So this Consume and Conserve Friendraiser takes place on October 17th. What time does all of this get going?
Sure. It's Thursday, October 17th, 6 to 9 p.m. It is at Terrestrial, which is just down the street from us. We will have prizes that you can win. We will have information on spotted turtle efforts. You could buy a Save the Spotted t-shirt. But really, all we want you to do is come out, support spotted turtle conservation, and if you get a beer, 10% of that goes to the cause. So really, it's pretty much the easiest feel-good thing that you could do, lift a beer, have a sip of it. It's an IPA specially brewed for this, and our partners will be out there. Our GM, who has headed up this project, will talk about where we are so far, and we'll be raffling off, giving away tickets to the aquarium, all kinds of cool stuff. And the only thing we're asking you to do is listen a little bit, and if you're so inclined, grab yourself a beer. We do another event coming up, Holiday Ales and Ciders. So if you are a beer drinker, a craft beer drinker, come out Saturday, November 23rd to the aquarium from 7 to 10 p.m. and you can sample 20 different holiday ales and ciders and also some foods from different partners around the area, different restaurants in the area.
Based on the name alone, I Am Still Saving the Turtles IPA, I think that's definitely worth a try. How much do you know about this particular IPA? It sounds awfully interesting.
Yeah, so it's an easy drinking IPA. It has some fruity notes to it. Last year they did a porter, and that was a turtle porter, so it had a caramel and chocolate to it, you know, like a turtle candy bar would. And so this year they thought, we want something that's a little easy drinking, a little more, it kind of goes year-round. So they went with the I Am Still Saving the Turtles IPA, and it's been extremely popular. We put it on tap as like a kickoff to our fundraising and friend-raising events earlier in the year, and it was very popular, went very quickly, and this is the second time that they're going to feature it on tap. So you can come out, try it. The brewers are there. They'll talk about it. We'll have stickers that say that you saved the spotted turtle. I mean, really, in the scheme of things, that we could ask you to do. Really, all you're doing is having a beer and listening to a little bit of information about what we're working on. We do have volunteers and interns and people that work on this project with us, so if you really wanted to get involved in a more serious way, there will be information about that. But really, this is us working with a local brewery, Terrestrial Brewing, which also works with the Cleveland Zoological Society on some of their efforts, and inviting people down. And they now have La Plaza Taqueria on site, too, so you can buy food if you want to. But everything that we're doing, giveaways and information and stickers and all that, that's all completely free. We just hope that you'll maybe enjoy a drink and participate in a raffle.
Very cool stuff. Again, Samantha Freiberger with the Greater Cleveland Aquarium joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about next Thursday's Consume and Conserve fundraiser. You mentioned the spotted turtles. What all is going on with the spotted turtles, and how will this friend and fundraiser help that?
Sure. So spotted turtles, like I said, they are very little and distinctive turtle. They have really cute little yellow spots on them. They are native to Northeast Ohio, and there's been a variety of factors that have been causing them to disappear from the landscape, if you will. Part of that is that they're little and their predators are raccoons, right? Part of that is that they live in wet, marshy areas, and we've started to develop, we meaning humans, have started to develop into their areas and take over some of the lands that they've typically been in, you know, where they've typically been. Some of the, they're very sensitive to pollution, so declining water quality has also been a problem. And so the state of Ohio says that they are a threatened species that should be vigorously protected, and a group of organizations in Northeast Ohio, I think it is more than a dozen, are working together. We really feel like this is something that we can move the needle on. Oh, I forgot to mention, because they're distinctive, they are also poached, because you're not supposed to have them as pets, and you're not supposed to be raising them in your house. Some people black market purchase those animals, and that's another problem. So we are working. We have radio transmitters on some of the populations that we've raised to a size where we think that they can be more successful out in the wild. We monitor their behavior, see how they're doing, see if they're having any babies. We are watching the populations, how they travel, tracking all that research, seeing how those populations are doing all across Northeast Ohio. And we really think that this is something that we can have an impact on positively. And really, you don't want any animal, you run a risk with any animal disappearing from a landscape. How does it affect the rest of the ecosystem? So if we can ensure that this one stays around, that's a positive thing.
Any idea why someone would poach a spotted turtle? You mentioned that these things are being poached right now. Any idea why that might be?
They're just a popular, coveted pet. You know, people want things that they can't have. And these guys are very cute, very distinctive, and rare. So the places that we work, where we are watching populations, the places where we release turtles that we've head started, meaning that we've raised them not in on an exhibit in an aquarium, but off-site, you know, in their own natural environment, but in a protected space. And then we let them roam wild once they get to a size where we think that they could be more successful, where they have a better fighting chance, we think. We do all of that in undisclosed locations so that they're less likely to have that problem. And also turtles in general, I think we all know, can wander into spaces where there's a lot of human activity, and you see them in the roads at certain times of year because they're crossing trying to have eggs, and so there's also that concern, you know, that they're just in highly trafficked areas. So we're working in undisclosed locations that are sort of away from everything else.
You had teased your event coming up in late November as well. What other events do you guys have coming up on the horizon?
Yeah, so one of my favorite events for families is coming up. It's called Captain Neo's Haunt Aquarium, and it is our not-so-spooky Halloween celebration for families. It runs on Fridays, Saturdays, October 18th and 25th, 19th and 26th, so two weekends in the end of October. And this year we've also added a Sunday, October 27th, and that is an evening specially designed with a reduction in stimuli for people who have autism or other sensory processing disorders. So we have now five nights, four of the nights that we've typically held, and one new night that we're doing with Autism Speaks Northeast Ohio for children and families, so it'll have a little less stimuli, some fewer people involved in it, opportunities for families that could benefit from a reduction in stimuli. So anyway, Haunt Aquarium is so great because kids come in costume, adults come in costume. We have a trick-or-treat trail that runs throughout the aquarium. We have animal encounters. We have a stilt walker, a magician, face painters. We have a DJ dance party. We have a mascot appearances. And our divers, our scuba divers, even get into the shark exhibit wearing different costumes. So they've been the Incredibles last year. They were Ghostbusters the year before. They've done Jurassic Park, so I'm really excited to see what they're going to dress up as this year. So you get all of the things. You get access to the whole aquarium. You get all of those extra things you can make. We do science experiments where you make slime. All those extra things happen, and the price is just $12 per person, and it happens rain or shine. So the good news is everything's inside. Everything's protected. You have a trick-or-treat trail. You're warm, safe. You can show off your costume. I remember when I was a kid, I don't know about you, but I had to always wear a coat over my costume, and I felt as I was trick-or-treating from house to house, nobody could see me, and I was always bummed out about that. You're inside, you're protected, you can show off your costume, and you can do all of this extra stuff all in one evening during Captain Neo's Haunt Aquarium.
Very nice. From Halloween to the rest of the holidays with the Holiday Craft and Ale Show as well. You guys have it all covered here over the next couple of months. Sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. Samantha, for our listeners out there wondering where they can go to get more information on next Thursday's Consume and Conserve fundraiser, in addition to the events that you just mentioned, where can they go to get more information?
Absolutely. You can come and visit our website at greatercleveland aquarium.com. We are open 363 days a year, 10 to 5 p.m. on those days. So you can come almost any day to visit also. And our phone number is 216-862-8803. So call us or give us or visit us on the web at greatercleveland aquarium.com. Follow us on social media at Aquarium, and we'll be happy to answer any questions you have, and hope you'll come out and try one of our events or visit us.
Outstanding. Well, Samantha, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us, and we hope to do this again soon.
Thank you so much. It was nice talking to you. Have a nice night.